To Kingston Real Estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Good morning. It is 8 a.m. on Thursday, May 21st, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your quick morning news brief. Starting with some traffic updates to keep in mind if you're hitting the road this morning. Johnson Street from University Avenue to Aberdeen, expect delays for a contractor to complete storm sewer improvements until July 30th. On Bath Road between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, expect delays as crews continue installing intersection pedestrian signals. Over on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, expect delays as Utilities Kingston Work has reduced traffic to one lane in each direction. At the intersection of Montreal Street and John Counter Boulevard, construction is ongoing, with delays expected through the rest of this month. Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue closes from 8:40 to 9:20 in the morning and 3:20 to 3:50 in the afternoon as part of the School Streets program, restricting access during school drop-off and pickup times. Ride Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. Construction continues on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division as part of a major reconstruction project. And finally, long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen Street between Johnson & William and Berry Street at Queen. Looking to the skies, we're expecting a sunny day today with winds being 20 kilometers per hour, gusting to 40. We have a high of 16 degrees and the UV index is 8 or very high, so be sure to wear your sunscreen. Later on tonight, we're expecting clear skies with a low of plus 4. This has been your morning news brief. Be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next.
Ah, Saturday mornings. Whether you're waking up in a stranger's apartment or enjoying some time with the family, you need a nutritional breakfast for your ears. So join me, DJ Overeasy, for Making Bacon every Saturday morning from 8 until 10 on CFRC 101.9 and CFRC.ca.
No Static, every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC. Every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. You never know what you're gonna get. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. Hosted by your friends Mike and Chance. No Static. No Static. CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC.ca. CFRC.ca/no_static.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Hi, I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Hi, I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Why do we have two Alan Crosses? I do not know. I don't have the answer to that for you. Good morning, everyone. You are listening to CFRC. It is the Indie Wake Up Call. Where's my music? We're going to work on some music here. Yeah, trying to work on this. My computer is not unlocking. Okay, well, what I wanted to play for you was some music from Obsession, because everyone's talking about this movie, this soundtrack, everything, and I have yet to see the movie because I've been watching off campus. What does that say about me? I don't know, but I think I do know. Anyway, we're going to have to get, let me get some music for you while I figure out why my channel's not working out so well for me, but we'll get there. In the meantime, how's your weekend looking? Busy weekend all around. Like, hey, last weekend was busy. Lots going on again this weekend. And I've got some guests this morning that are coming in. They're the Spring Reverb friends, and we have a lot to talk about with Spring Reverb, don't we? Yes, we do. And I'm going to break it all down for you today. It's going to be a good one. So let me figure out some tunes for you, because I want to figure out some tunes for everybody. And we're going to play, again, a lot from that. Well, not a lot, because they only have, I think, four songs from the Obsessions soundtrack. But what I like is it's a horror movie, from what I understand. Again, it's getting great ratings. I've seen a lot of people who like it. Although I want to know if CFRC volunteer Ara likes it, because if she likes it, then that's a thumbs up on that movie, right? But until we get to play some of that music for you, we can't figure it out together. Also notable is there's a new video game for James Bond. I don't really know a lot about such things. I don't even know if it's really good. But I do know that a certain, like, I can't believe she hasn't done a James Bond song yet. But she has got a song that is going to be for the video game. And it just came out. And it's called First Light. And that's how we're going to get things started. Why don't we do that? It's Lana Del Rey, First Light, on Indie Wake Up Call. Good morning, everyone. Stick around.
Run into the sunlight. It's the first light of day. You'll never change.
Okay, we're good. Okay, so Obsession soundtrack. Tell me if you've seen the movie and you wake up call. You can DM us on Instagram because I feel like this is a movie I must see. And I'm only basing it on the songs that are attached to it and also that I see it everywhere. A lot of people are talking about this movie, a horror movie, and normally I'm not into it, but maybe this gentle music, because it's not scary music on the soundtrack. It's actually quite lovely, but the titles are things like Matador, Red Flags, There's No Other. There's underlying themes there, clearly, but I just really liked this artist named Feli. We're going to start off with that one. And there's two songs from an artist from California called J.O., like newer people. So I was just very interested in that and finding out about it. But yeah, this is from the score, which is also very interesting. It's from a guy named Rock Burwell. And I don't know. Do I want to see a horror movie or do I want to keep watching off campus? I need to finish off campus. Maybe I could watch Obsession in between episodes of Off Campus just to lighten it up a little bit. Yeah? There's the plan. Okay, stick around this morning because some friends from Spring Reverb are coming in. And maybe other friends are coming in too. I don't know. We're going to find out. It is a new wake-up call. We're live from Carruthers Hall and we're rolling. Talk soon.
She said, I like your red flag, 'cause it ain't all that bad, ain't no pull, but I want you more. I said, we both got some red flags, keep it spicy like that, you're the one that I'm mad at though. Yeah, yeah. Love ain't always comfortable, but this ain't our first rodeo. Push my buttons fast and slow, warning signs, but still I go. Yeah.
show you how to grow up, cause you know there's no need to be so much.
Okay, we've got things rolling here. Yes, we are live from Carruthers Hall. This is CFRC, the Indie Wake-Up Call. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Well, hello. I am a new member of staff. I'm Sri, and I'm just going to be up here chatting it up with Cindy today.
So, Sri, I'm so excited that you have your own headphones on around your neck. You arrived with those. Peace. That's amazing. And then you have our headphones on too. So we're ready to go this morning. And you're joining CFRC. This is a new world for you. Mm-hmm. What brought you into the station? How did you find us? Give me all that stuff.
Well, I just needed something to do over the summer. So I went into the summer work study positions and I saw the listing for CFRC and I was like, this is right up my alley. I have so much experience for this and I think I'll have so much fun. I actually have a friend that works at the Laurier radio station.
Oh.
And I took this job specifically so I could show off our beautiful CD library. Yep.
We win.
Exactly.
What do you want to do for a show?
Well, I will be running the This Just In segment, so I'm going to be bringing out all the new local hot music from our emerging local artists, and I hope everyone's going to be into that, and I hope that they'll enjoy what I'm going to bring to the segment.
This Just, yes, that is a big job because the music does keep coming. And I think a lot of our locals listen to CFRC. I know they listen to CFRC to get on top of that. So busy times. And like I said earlier, Spring Reverb, we've got Moira and Liv coming in. Liv, you know her as Luella. So yeah, you know, got some tracks lined up, but they're going to give us some of the information coming up with Spring Reverb. We have music festivals in Kingston, and there's an exciting new one coming in September. This Spring Reverb is close to a lot of us here at CFRC because there's the nerd factor of all the panels that they have. There are panels, workshops, and just reasons to get together beyond going to see the bands that we love. Some of the bands from out of town, a lot of our local bands, and it's just a very warm and fuzzy festival, and I'm excited that Moira and Luella are coming in to tell us all about that. What are some, I don't know, bands, music, things that you're listening to right now?
I would say I have been in love with Joyce Manor ever since they dropped their new album. I used to go to this bar. That's been on my repeat list. Locally, I've really enjoyed Exigen and Arcania a lot. Ooh. As well as out of Toronto, shout out to Initiate. That's also a great hardcore punk band. But yeah, overall, I've been into a little bit of heavier stuff, but I've also been really enjoying some new Lana. She's perfect for summer.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah, so you're hearing her then again because she has that James Bond soundtrack. I was so surprised that she hasn't been asked to do this before because she's so coded for it. But here we are. We've got that for her. Coming up, though, I want to play some new music from Broken Social Scene. And yes, this last dinner party song. And the fact that you just said Exigen makes me so happy. We love that band around here. So maybe I'll find some Exigen we can play on the radio too. I'm going to get started though with Last Dinner Party. I was going to play that Broken Social Scene song, but no, let's get a little bit heavier. Band that we love here at the station. Got to see their first tour, I don't even know now, 2 years ago, and unforgettable live. And I think this song is just going to keep them relevant. It is a good one. It's called The Big Dog, and this is Last Dinner Party.
Mind like cherries, you are so sweet. I'm a big dog. My feet bleed from dancing. Nail clean like you're my big dog. On a scale, rate the pain of watching me win through the chain. Correct.
from dancing. You've been clean, you are my big dog.
It's Friday.
Played it pretty cool with you, babe. You found a way to break the rules, touche. Was really hoping you got one for me, one for me. Now you wanna run for me, run for me. Ruin my day, just a little bit. Fake a smile for the medicine. I see love, a little different than some months, but I stay feeling it. Baby, I can manage, but you still did some damage. We were living lavish before you up and vanished. Wasted time and energy, left me scarred with memories. I do my best to manage, but you still did some damage.
I got my bread up. Tell me that you want me. You just trying to fuck my head up. I don't want to waste more time with you. Spinning me around. This-
it's time or two. Always outside with the girls gone wild, and you're running through the city on a Thursday night. I see love a little different. Been months, but I stay feeling it. Cause baby, I can manage, but you still did some damage. We were living lavish before you up and vanished. Wasted time and energy. Let me start with memories. I do my best to manage, but you still did some damage.
Yeah.
call. How's everybody doing out there? We're getting through the morning. We're getting through the morning. How's it feeling so far?
I don't know about you, but so far it's been a pretty good morning for me. But I know on a beautiful Thursday morning like this, I think the last thing a lot of people want to be doing is heading over to work. But I think we can make it better with some more great new music.
Oh, yeah. This is what we have to do, is we have to get people up. We have to get them out the door. But we also have to inform them of things. And we're about to do that. So I'm just excited. You said you've never spent a summer in Kingston.
I have not.
Okay. So what have the townies told you?
I honestly, the townies haven't told me much.
Oh, I'm going to get you ready to go. Okay, but what has anybody told you about the summer here?
Actually, absolutely nothing, other than my lovely roommate, who is a Kingstonian native, has told me that patio drinks around Chuck's is very good.
Okay. That's so wonderfully specific. Okay, good. Patio drinks around Chuck's. Yeah, okay. I love that. And in case you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Indie Wake Up Call. We are live from Carruthers Hall. And I see them. They're here already. Our friends from Spring Reverb are all, oh my God, I'm so excited. We've got a bunch of friends coming in to tell us all about Spring Reverb. It's coming up in a few weeks. And we have questions. They have answers. You will have information. And we're going to go from there. Okay, so What were we gonna do? Oh, we still didn't play the Broken Social Seeing song. So can we do that? We'll do that. What we did play for you is some Genesis Owusu. I saw this on NME. Like, it's one of their must-listen to tracks. You heard Most Normal American Voter. I love the name of that song. And we had some Holly Humberstone before that with White Noise. So yeah, we're all over the place this morning. Thank you for just going along with us on the ride. And we're coming back after play some Broken Social Scene and tell you all about Spring Reverb. So stick around.
Carpool with my new friend. While disappears. I loved you, honey, and you loved me as much. Don't feel bad, we couldn't have another year. Some things you said to me are stuck in my mind, and though I'll never have the chance to say why. Maybe the greatest start is never completed. We only have to leave it knowing we tried. And there's a part of me that ain't looking back. A part of me believes in fate, and a part of me thinks that you can't find. You were working on a painting that you said you couldn't finish. I said, whatever happens, I still love the people in. And in the morning, the sun's moving slow. It's gonna brighten up the corners that stay dark. Stuck in my mind, and though I never had the chance to say why. Maybe the greatest start is never completed. We only have to leave it knowing we tried. There's a part of me that's waiting, and there's a part of me that ain't looking back. A part of me believes in fate, and a part of me thinks that you can't find.
Blind spot. breakdowns. You bend to my silence, it's so loud. And then you'll lose me to the crowd. Hit the wall, I just hit the wall. I'm not a problem you can solve. Hit the wall,
Nepo baby, Gracie Abrams. That's not mean for me to say. She knows she's a Nepo baby, and I like some of the Nepo babies. They put out some good albums. Like, I don't know. Anyway, you are listening to the Indie Wake Up Call. Yes, that was some new Gracie Abrams with Hit the Wall. And before that, I don't even remember what we played. We've been in here chatting before we start chatting. Good morning, Street. You're new here at Indie Wake Up Call. We've got a bunch of guests and friends in here. This is pretty normal. I like to bring guests and friends in. And these are long-term friends. These are friends from Spring Reverb and just Kingston in general, right? Why don't we all introduce ourselves so I can stop talking for a second.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
My name is Moira DeMorest, and I help lead the Kingston Music Office and some Spring Reverb things.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Well, let me get my girls. There they go.
My name's Riley, and I also work with Moira at the Kingston Music Office and also help out with the Spring Reverb things.
And my name is Liv Whitfield, and currently I am an intern at KPP Concerts. And yeah, I'm also helping running the Spring Reverb Festival.
Is your name Liv Whitfield, though?
It's also known as Luella.
Thank you.
I make music as well sometimes.
All right. And I want to touch on that a little bit later. I know you're not in the festival, but if you're in the building, I do have questions for you.
Okay.
Liv. But we are here to talk about Spring Reverb, May 28th to 31st. Sheree's never been to it. Okay. So I would like to, you know, I've been to it since the beginning. And sometimes my questions might reflect that, but I also have someone new here who has never been, okay? Mm-hmm. Can we start maybe with that? Like, what would you want to know about something like this?
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to know, how exactly does this work? Are you guys in one venue? Are you spread across town?
Heck no. We are in lots of different venues, some small ones, some larger ones, some quirky cafes, some DIY spaces. So it's sort of a multi-venue, multi-day festival that's spread around downtown Kingston and the Inner Harbor.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, speaking of DIY, I've heard that there's something pretty unique about this festival. You guys have workshops, I hear?
We do. We have, so this is where the music office comes in. We help to co-partner with the festival on all of the free programming, all of the free panels and workshops events. We have a pretty amazing one that's actually happening at CFRC, which is where we are right now. This will be a PA Days recording studio sort of record your free demo workshop where youth, so we're keeping that sort of under 30, can come in and record a demo and learn sort of the basics of, like, you know, how to record, what tips, tricks, things like that, and leave with something that they can actually use.
That sounds so sick. Well, in that case, if we're doing all this stuff, is it for free? Are we getting tickets? What's the lowdown on that?
So there are a lot of, like, free workshops and panels and things like that. There's also a bunch of free concerts that Liv can chat about. But then there are some ticketed events as well. So there's some ticketed concerts, too.
Okay. So, well, Liv, why don't we go into that? What can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So we're lucky to have a couple free shows a part of the festival. They're all at the Toucan. So unfortunately, they're 19 plus. But yeah, we have bands like Hot Garbage, which is a really cool punk band.
Yes.
We have By Divine Right. Golden Feather is also going to be there. And then we have some all ages shows as well at the Broom Factory. So everyone can come. to that and enjoy. We're starting things off with Slaves of Spanky with Pony Girl and Almond Milk on the 28th, Thursday night at Broom. So that's going to be an absolute blast. We also have a Pop Montreal showcase on Saturday at the Broom Factory on the 30th. That's with a combination of Kingston bands, and then also we've collaborated with Pop Montreal Festival, and they're bringing in some of their bands that they want to highlight. So we have Tanya Iyer and Pompeii. Super, super cool.